covered a rav, if one does not tie his shoes because it's annoying or for whatever reason, but he does have shoelaces that are always tied, is he obligated to follow the laws of tying the shoes even if he doesn't tie them to begin with? Thank you and have a Gemar Chasima Tova. Anonymous from Snippetchuck, Alabama. Comment, I'm not really from Snippetchuck, Alabama. There's no such place. I just want to stay anonymous while being recognizable as the guy from Snippetchuck, Alabama. Okay? To the guy from Snippetchuck, Alabama. The halachas of tying your shoes are not that you must tie shoes. But if you have shoes, you don't have to buy shoes with shoelaces. But if you have shoes with shoelaces that need to be tied, then even though we normally give preference to the right side and put on the right shoe first, but we tie the left shoe because tying has an importance to itself because it has a connection to tefillin. And the reason that shoelaces have a connection to tefillin is because it says when Avraham Avinu said, I won't even take a shoelace from Melech Sodom, so we got the mitzvah of tefillin, the straps of tefillin, in that merit. So the shoelace and the tefillin have a connection.